Ministers of the Gospel continue to give messages of goodwill and hope in the new year. In his new year message, the Anglican Bishop of Accra, the Right Reverend Dr. Mensa Tutu, asked Ghanaians to have confidence and trust that the good Lord will prosper the nation.
The psalmist says that people of faith wait for the Lord more than those who watch for the morning. They wait for him with firm hope because they know that he will bring light, mercy and salvation. This waiting was born of the experience of the chosen people who realized that God taught them to look at the world in its truth and not to be overwhelmed by tribulation. It is true that the year now, which has ended, marked by rising sense of frustration at the crisis looming over our nation, the world of labor and economy. A crisis whose roots are primarily stemming from avarice, greed and self-centeredness. It seems as if a shadow has fallen over our time, preventing us from clearly seeing the light of day. The new year has dawned. What are you hoping for? Is it a house, a good job, healing, or what? Hope is the thing that gets you through tough times.
Right Reverend Dr. Mensa Tutu, Anglican Bishop of Accra. The pastor in charge of Assemblies of God Church, Kanda, Reverend Emmanuel Aminyenu, urged Ghanaians to always rely on God for their needs.
Faith is a prayer answering God and is a loving father. When those challenges come, let us not think that we are alone. Let us know that He, God, is with us. And when we call on Him, He will never disappoint us. He will never fail us. He will answer us. Because He is a faithful God. He is a prayer answering God. He is a God of miracle. Whatever blessing we desire, as we call on Him, we will experience that blessing. Oh yes, the 2014 is only God who knows the plan that He has for us individually and also what He has for us as a nation, as a whole. And it's His plan that will come to pass. So the only thing we'll do is that we must always be in His presence. We must depend on Him. We must trust Him. We must believe Him. And He will bring us to a successful end.
A former national president of the Apostolic Church of Ghana, the Reverend John Annan Adoti, urged Ghanaians to live according to the principles and precepts of God. They must exhibit the tenets and ethics of their faith.
My appeal to Ghanaians is that let us practice what we have believed. And when we do that, Ghana will be paradise. Ghana will be a place to enjoy because God has given us everything. Gold, diamond, bauxite, cocoa, oil, what have you. God has given us everything that we require to make us happy. But it is because we are mismanaging these resources. And I want to appeal to our political leaders. I'm appealing especially to the two main parties that Ghana must come first. They must stop their politicking. They have divided the nation. And one day they will be held responsible for the we have voted for them. They should reconcile the nation. Have one plan for the nation. Plan for education. Plan for health. Plan for defense. Plan for agriculture. The way they plan for their end of service benefits, they should do the same thing for Ghana. And Ghana, God will bless all of us. I wish Ghana a happy new year, a prosperous new year, a year full of God's favor. God bless our homeland, Ghana.
Those were ministers of God giving their New Year messages.